ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Former FBI agent Alex Smirnov, who's accused of lying to the feds about President Biden and his son, will stay in jail until his trial.
Smirnov, who his attorneys tried really hard today to get him released, saying he has worked for the U.S. government for many years as an informant for the Department of Defense and the FBI, never been convicted of a crime, that he's never been accused of lying before.
ABC's
the prosecutors said, yeah, but look at these lies. And even in September, peddling Hunter Biden lies to see who would gobble them up.
ABC's Alex Stone. President Biden and former President Trump will take separate trips to the Texas border on Thursday. Students and supporters walked out of Owosso High School in Oklahoma today. They were protesting the Board of Ed's response to the death of a non-binary student after a fight on campus with classmates. Survivors, first responders, and Lower Manhattan residents gathered at the 9/11 Memorial Museum to mark 31 years since the 93 World Trade Center bombing. This is ABC News. A growing concern over the increasing number of reported measles cases in South Florida. At least six children at one elementary school have been infected.
Florida health officials say so far there have been at least seven confirmed cases of measles in Broward County. Six of them appear to be connected to that elementary school. It's usually recommended for unvaccinated kids to stay home for 21 days after an outbreak. But in Florida, the Surgeon General has said parents should make that call about whether their kids should go back to school, citing high immunity rates in the community. But the Surgeon General also noting that up to 90% of children without immunity will contract measles if they're exposed.
That's ABC's Ariel Reshef. Inflation is changing the way that we shop. A study by economists at Ernst & Young say Americans are shifting from name brands to store brands at the grocery store, and they're buying fewer non-essentials like snack foods and gourmet items. We're also buying more used vehicles and new. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Scattered clouds tonight, low 38, partly sunny with record warmth again tomorrow. Spotty light rain showers possible late, maybe some rumbles of thunder, high 66. And blustery on Tuesday night, scattered rain showers turning to a bit of sleet, then snow. Just a dusting or half of inch of snow is expected, low 14, and the winds will be northwest 15 to 25. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm, and it's mostly sunny and 67 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Two people are in custody following an incident in Vernon County this morning. The Vernon County law enforcement team responded to a shots fired at a residence on Hoff Valley Road in rural Ontario. A perimeter around the incident scene was established by law enforcement, and communication with the occupants at the residence was made. Two people were taken into custody after a couple of hours. No injuries were reported. As temperatures rise and more people get outside early this week, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources asked the public to stay vigilant and avoid burning because of high fire danger statewide. Lack of snow cover and accumulated rain statewide are causing an early start to Wisconsin's wildfire season. Over the past weekend alone, the DNR responded to 15 wildfires burning nearly 30 acres. The forecast for the early part of this week indicates warm temperatures, low humidity, and breezy conditions. On windy, dry days, embers from any fire, especially burn piles and campfires, can easily escape control and cause a wildfire if not properly extinguished. To help keep Wisconsinites safe, the DNR asks you to avoid all outdoor burning, including limiting the use of campfires and bonfires. Be sure to discard hot ashes from wood stoves or fireplaces in a metal container until cold. Outdoor enthusiasts should also use caution with off-road vehicles or equipment that can create a spark and start a fire. So far in 2024, the DNR has already responded to over 50 fires burning 160 acres. The 10-year average is 3 wildfires burning 2 acres. The majority of these recent wildfires have been related to debris burning. The DNR is suspending annual burn permits in 25 counties where the DNR has protection responsibility. Check with local authorities if your property is outside the DNR's jurisdiction. Check before you burn. Remember, fire danger and burning restrictions change every day. Unseasonably warm weather means ticks are on the move. UW-Whitewater biology professor Tom Klubertanz says you should be checking yourself after you've been outside.
Really, it doesn't even have to be that warm. Even in, you know, our typical winters, if we get a warm spot into the 40s, it's enough to get tick activity. But, you know, this is kind of extreme, and, you know, the longer ticks are moving around, the more chance we got of getting, of attracting them, so I would expect a lot of tick activity with this warm weather.
Klubertanz says besides more opportunities to contract Lyme disease, a longer tick season brings the threat of southern tick species migrating north.
The two that come to my attention are the Lone Star tick and the Gulf Coast tick. Those two both can transmit diseases, not Lyme disease, but other diseases, and are kind of poised to really, in the case of the Lone Star tick, to become more established in Wisconsin. In the case of Gulf Coast tick, to really kind of begin to get established in southern Wisconsin.
Even when it still feels like winter, ticks are active and you should still be wearing light-colored clothing and repellent, just as you would in the summer. New legislative district maps signed into law by Governor Tony Evers have placed some lawmakers outside of their current districts. Among them, Wausau area Republican Pat Snyder, whose Schofield home is now a block and a half outside the new 85th Assembly District.
You have 10 days after you're sworn in to have a residency where you represent. So I have basically will have 2 months, if I'm fortunate enough to win the election this November, to be able to establish a residency either in Wausau or the village of Weston.
Snyder's home address now sits in the 87th Assembly District, which includes Schofield and Rothschild. The new look 85th includes Weston and Wausau. Over 24 legislators, almost all Republicans, will now be paired with another incumbent in the same newly drawn district. But Snyder says the new maps still represent the best outcome for now. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is launching his first television ad of the race tomorrow. A part of a 7-figure statewide buy, his campaign said today, will include multiple spots over the next month. Hovde is a multimillionaire businessman running to take on Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. She has yet to run an ad in the race, despite officially announcing her reelection bid for a third term nearly a year ago in April 2023. Hovde's first spot is the same one he made public on his website when he launched his campaign last week. He does not mention Baldwin or Wisconsin in the spot. For most people, measles is a childhood illness they've heard of but don't remember ever getting or getting a vaccination for. But recently, it's made a comeback in pockets around the United States, mostly due to those who've traveled internationally and brought it back with them, and it's most prevalent in unvaccinated children. Measles can present like a common cold in the onset, according to Brian Simmons, an infection preventionist at Gunderson Health System. But days later, a rash develops, which is a sure sign of the illness. It can then move from person to person very easily. Simmons says the thing with measles is it's very contagious. So if unvaccinated individuals are in a group of people, 9 out of 10 of those individuals would likely become infected. As early as the 2000s, measles were considered nearly eliminated in the United States, but recently, due to a pandemic-related decrease in vaccination rates and an increase in international travel, the disease has returned in parts of the country. Locally, Simmons says the Cooley region hasn't had any reported cases as of now, but that doesn't mean people should get their guard down. Simmons says we should be aware of it. He adds that getting the MMR vaccine is a key part of protection. Generally, we like to see us get into a national target of about 95% vaccination rate for those getting their first dose. Most of the counties in our area are not meeting that goal. We are under-vaccinated for MMR in our region, And that can be a risk if we start having these smaller pockets of measles cases. Simmons adds that childhood vaccines like MMR have shown great success and have a good safety record. In fact, the success had allowed health officials to deem measles to be eliminated, but due to the vaccine rate, that's no longer the case. But it's not too late to act. To schedule an appointment to get your vaccination, Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics urges you to contact your primary care provider or visit your local pharmacy. Gas prices continued their upward trend last week, but only rose 4/10 of a cent per gallon. The average across the state is $3.02 today. While this is almost 20 cents higher than a month ago, it's still 5 cents below what we were paying this time last year. Four buildings were damaged by a fire in downtown Tomah Friday evening. The fire quickly spread across the buildings, which housed various businesses and apartments. Crews spent about 12 hours on scene to put out the fire and prevent it from spreading. Two firefighters were hurt putting out the fire. No other injuries were reported. One of the buildings affected was the Ho-Chunk Nation Museum, where about 90% of the collections were saved before the fire spread. In November, another building was nearly destroyed by a fire in downtown Tomah, about a block away from Friday night's fire. No people were hurt in a fire that destroyed a home near Sparta Saturday night. The fire killed three pets in the home in the town of Little Falls. Sparta fire officials said that the two-story home was fully on fire, as well as grass and trees near the home, when crews arrived. The homeowners left to go shopping and returned to the fire. Officials said that the fire started near a wood stove on the first floor of the home. The house is considered a total loss. A second man has been arrested as a suspect in a hit-and-run in Westby that left a woman seriously hurt earlier this month. A 21-year-old Viroqua man is in custody, joining a 22-year-old Westby man behind bars. The 22-year-old man is charged with hit-and-run causing great bodily harm and first-degree recklessly endangering safety. According to court documents, a woman was found near a road in Westby by police who said she had fractured vertebrae, a punctured lung, and other injuries. Police said she was hit by a UTV. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges youth users of recreational vehicles and their parents to operate responsibly, including on private lands. Fatal crashes happen on private lands each year, with one fatal UTV crash on private property already in 2024 and six ATV-UTV fatal crashes on private property in 2023. Over the last 5 years, 70% of fatal crashes involving operators or passengers under the age of 18 took place on private lands. Lack of helmets, not using seatbelts in UTVs, and inexperience are among top factors in these crashes. Wisconsin law requires every operator involved in a crash incident to report the incident to law enforcement officials without delay. Operators must submit a written report to the DNR within 10 days of the incident. For more information about ATV and UTV recreation in Wisconsin, visit the DNR's ATV-UTV Riding in Wisconsin webpage. Vernon County is seeking public input on the development of a comprehensive plan for the county. Input from the survey will serve as a roadmap for decision-making and provide a framework for the management of growth, resources, and services. Resident input is critical in shaping the future and to ensure that individual wants and needs are reflected in the decisions made on topics such as community development, land use, housing, transportation, and economic development. Questions regarding the survey can be directed to Cassandra Hannon, Vernon County Administrative Coordinator, at cassandra.hannon@vernoncounty.org or call 608-637-5396. The Shake Rag Alley Winter Riders Reading Series continues to host winning writers from Wisconsin People and Ideas, Arts Plus Literature Laboratory, and the Wisconsin Writers Association as part of the Winter Writers Reading Series. Writers spend a week at Shake Rag Alley Center for the Arts and participate in community outreach. A lunch and learn workshop with poet Susan Huebner will be held tomorrow from noon to 1:30. Huebner won the WWA Jade Ring for poetry in 2017 and 2023 and Wisconsin Academy of Sciences Arts and Letters awarded her first place for poetry in 2020. Register for the free workshop through the Shake Rag Alley website. Today's winner of $75 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Adam Padfield of Richland Center on ticket number 212.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Donald Bruce, Don Hubbs, 74 of Richland County, died Friday after a two-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held Wednesday from 10:30 until noon at Grace Community Church, with a service and time of sharing to follow. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Grace Community Church Benevolence Fund. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Donald Bruce, Don Hubbs, 74 of Richland County.
Get ready to light up the sky this 4th of July with Sky Inc. Pyros Tax Return Presale. They're offering incredible deals at all consumer-grade fireworks. Pre-order now and get a 10% discount. This is a veteran-owned business. Secure your stash now, and they'll store your fireworks until the last week of June. It's the perfect way to turn your tax return into a dazzling display of celebration. Call or text 870-214-8247 to pre-order and snag the best deals on fireworks. Plus, for an extra splash of excitement, they're offering private shows. Make this 4th of July unforgettable with Sky Inc. Pyro, where the celebration begins with a bang. Call or text 870-214-8247 now to light up your Independence Day.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Pretty incredible temperatures here for late February across the Midwest. As of late afternoon, readings were in the mid-70s across most of the state of Iowa, stretching into Illinois, even upper 60s in the southwest part of Wisconsin, and 50s further north and east. So these readings are a good 30 degrees above normal. Now, we do expect the warmth to last into tomorrow, but big changes coming up tomorrow night as a powerful cold front slides through. Out ahead of this, there could be some scattered strong thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon or evening, especially in Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, into southeast Wisconsin, and then some rain changing over to wintry mix and snow on the back end of the system could leave our ground coated just with a slight bit of ice or snow, making for slippery walking and traveling Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Much colder weather for Wednesday, then a quick rebound. In fact, temperatures could be up around record levels again for the weekend. Looks dry through Sunday. Could be a more appreciable rain event coming up by next Monday. Here's that forecast for tonight. Just some scattered clouds, low in the upper 30s. The south wind diminishing to 4 to 8. Partly sunny and record warmth once again tomorrow, high near 66. Spotty light rain showers possible late in the day, maybe a rumble of thunder. South wind near 10 becoming westerly. Blustery and sharply colder tomorrow night. Scattered rain showers turning to a bit of sleet, then snow. A dusting or half inch of snow possible with a low of 14 degrees. Northwest winds could drive wind chills below zero by Wednesday morning. How about that? Wednesday, a chance of flurries early, then some sun returning, breezy and very chilly. High of just 26. Thursday, partly cloudy and breezy. Low about 14, high of 44. Friday, lots of sunshine, breezy and mild. Low 30 with a high in the mid-50s. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy and balmy. Low near 37 with a high of 64. Sunday, very spring-like with partly cloudy skies, high of 68. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly clear and 67 degrees after a record high of 68 today and a morning low of 26. Yesterday's high was 58 and we received no precipitation. The record high of 68 that we set today breaks the old record of 63 that was set back in 2000. And our record low is 24 below, set back in 1967. Last year's high was 44 and a low of 14. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:46 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:42. The winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.39 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 67 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. In a broadcast heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, there was Milwaukee Brewers, actually Major League Baseball spring training action, and the Milwaukee Brewers lost to the Reds by a score of 8-3. The Brewers will be taking on the Angels tomorrow, and our next broadcast of spring training action will be on Wednesday when the Brewers will be taking on the Cubs. That game will have a first pitch time of 2:10 and the pregame will start at 2. And once again, it can be heard on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. A person with knowledge of the trade tells the Associated Press that the Minnesota Twins have agreed to acquire outfielder Manuel Margot in a three-player trade with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The person spoke on conditions of anonymity because the deal had yet to be finalized. The person confirmed that the Twins will receive minor league shortstop Rain Duncan and cash and sent minor league shortstop Noah Miller to the Dodgers in the deal. Margot is an experienced right-handed hitter who will provide extra depth. He has played in 788 major league games. The Wisconsin women's hockey team closed out the regular season with a 4-2 home victory over number 1 Ohio State on Saturday. The Buckeyes scored the first two goals of the game, but then the Badgers found the back of the net four straight times. Casey O'Brien and Layla Edwards scored two goals apiece. It was Wisconsin's first win over Ohio State since beating them for last season's national championship. The Badgers completed a sweep of Penn State on Saturday with a 3-2 overtime decision. The sophomore defenseman, Ben Dexheimer, scored the winning goal. Kyle McClellan stopped 38 of 40 shots. David Silve and Christian Fitzgerald also scored goals. The Badgers need to sweep first place Michigan State next weekend to have a shot at the Big Ten conference title.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Cam Jones is riding a hot streak for Marquette. He scored 34 points yesterday in an 88-64 win over Xavier. It was the second straight 34-point performance for Jones, who connected on 14 of 20 three-pointers in the two games. Xavier lost its fourth straight, while the Golden Eagles were winners for the 10th time in 11 games. Members of the 73-74 Final Four team were honored on the 50th anniversary of that season. Now it's Houston's turn at the top of the Associated Press's men's college basketball poll. The Cougars moved to number one for the first time this season in today's latest poll. They climbed one spot to end reigning national champion Connecticut's six-week stay there. Houston became the fifth team to hold the top spot this season after an overtime win at Baylor. Purdue was number two, while UConn fell to third. The poll's new additions include South Florida at number 25 for that program's first ever appearance. Number 22 Utah State and number 23 Gonzaga rejoined the poll. Wisconsin remained out of the top 25 for the second straight week, but did receive 42 votes. And Duke coach John Shire wants the Atlantic Coast Conference to implement measures to prevent court storming after star big man Kyle Filipowski was hobbled following a collision with a fan during a weekend loss at Wake Forest. Shire said today that Filipowski is a little bit sore after the incident on Saturday. Filipowski sported a bag of ice on his knee after banging his right leg into the leg of a fan running by him towards midcourt during the rush. Shire followed his postgame call to ban court storming with a plea for the ACC to put such a policy in place now. The 10th-ranked Blue Devils host an 8-win Louisville team on Wednesday. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
What would you do with an entire extra day? This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right. You find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final, Thursday, February 29th only. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Corn was higher Monday. Soybeans, cattle, and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield market update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were mixed, mostly modestly higher, consolidating and adjusting spreads after the recent run to multi-month lows, which was sparked by long liquidation and slow export demand. Brazil remains in control of the global market due to a price advantage, even with the recent decline in production estimates. March beans were up 3 at 11.36. May was 3.5 higher at 11.45 and a quarter. March bean meal was up $2.90 at 3.34.40. March soybean oil was 38 higher at 44.40. Corn was up on short covering and technical buying, finally finding at least a little bit of buying interest after the recent run with multiple sessions with contract lows. Weather looks generally favorable in most of South America, with second crop planting in Brazil moving forward. March corn was up 7.25 at 4.07. May was 8 higher at 4.21.5. And wheat was up on short covering technical buying and the weakness in the dollar during the session. Wheat's oversold, but any sustained upside will probably be limited by slow export demand. Forecasts for this week have precipitation, including snow in some soft and hard red winter growing areas. March Chicago was up 3.75 at 5.77.25. March Kansas City was 15 higher at 5.83.75. March Minneapolis was up 6.75 at 6.48.25. Live cattle were up and feeders were down ahead of this week's widespread direct business. April live was 20 higher at 188.10. June was up 22 at 184.10. March feeders were down $1.52 at 253.05, and April was 107 lower at 258.90. And hogs were mixed with cash mixed during the session, getting ready for the delayed cold storage numbers out after Monday's close. April was 92 lower at 86.27. June was 47 higher at 99.85. Brent Barnett has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly commodity market update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Direct cash cattle trade was quiet on Monday, with no bids or asking prices on the table. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the second half of the week. Boxed beef closed higher, with choice up $1.18 at $301.79 and select up $1.68 at $287.99. The choice select spread was $13.80. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, up 18,000 on the week and down nearly 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs were mixed on Monday. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 58 cents lower, with a base range of 69 to 74.50 and weighted average of 70.91. The Iowa Minnesota was up 21 cents with a weighted average of 72.05. Western Corn Belt was down 87 cents with a weighted average of 70.91. And estimated hog slaughter was 492,000 head. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Ag economist Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net says Ukraine is seeking an alternative shipping route along the Danube River that could help boost its grain export volumes to pre-war levels.
This is a verified report. They made this announcement just recently at the Munich Security Conference. So this is their plan. Now, can they execute it? That time will tell.
More news is next.
BASF financing is so low, we can't even say the low rate without dropping a few octaves. 1.99%. See what we mean? 1.99%. To grow more, protect more, and command more. 1.99%. For all participating BASF brands. 1.99%. When you enroll before March 15th at BASF-grower-financing.com. Get one low rate to do the biggest job on earth. Go to BASF-grower-financing.com. Subject to credit approval. See program details for terms and conditions.
Brownfield Farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
One of the original co-sponsors of the Next Generation Fuels Act, Illinois Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski, is optimistic the approval of year-round E15 for 2025 and beyond provides momentum for the bill.
We are making a transition to electric vehicles, but our combustion engines are going nowhere. They're going to be sticking around.
A soil health expert in southeastern Iowa says farmers have a role to play in helping decarbonize the U.S. ethanol industry. Mitchell Hora with Continuum Ag says farmers can get rewarded for implementing conservation practices on the farm from their local ethanol plant.
Right now it's being displayed, you know, with the GREET model. We've reverse engineered it to know how the point system works, and now there likely can be a financial mechanism that rewards scoring points.
The USDA says red meat stocks were 965 million pounds at the end of January, down 11% from last year. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield Ag News.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs. Suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders. And if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Spring Stabilization. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Corteva Nutrient Maximizer Development Specialist Chris Klemke says a lot of farmers understand why nitrogen stabilizers are needed in the fall, but many say they don't need to stabilize in the spring. He tells Brownfield recent trials show that spring stabilization is in fact worthwhile. More after this.
Imagine you're a basketball team that just won the title game. Not by one bucket or 10, but by a score of 90-24. That would be a historic butt-whooping. Just like the beatdown Corteva AgriScience nitrogen stabilizers are putting on competitors. Our Optinite technology and InServe and Instinct Next Gen locks nitrogen in your corn's root zone for up to 8 weeks versus only 2 weeks for others. See the difference our playbook makes at NutrientMaximizers.com. Imagine you're a basketball team that just won the title game. Not by one bucket or 10, but by a score of 90-24. That would be a historic butt-whooping. Just like the beatdown Corteva AgriScience nitrogen stabilizers are putting on competitors. Our Optinite technology and InServe and Instinct Next Gen locks nitrogen in your corn's root zone for up to 8 weeks versus only 2 weeks for others. See the difference our playbook makes at NutrientMaximizers.com.
Corteva AgriScience Nutrient Maximizer Development Specialist Chris Klemke says a lot of farmers he talks to understand why they need to use a nitrogen stabilizer in the fall.
However, many of those same farmers will tell me they don't need to stabilize in the spring or as side dress because the nitrogen is applied so close to when the corn will use it. The thought is the risk of loss isn't as great in the spring. However, this couldn't be further from the truth. Nitrogen is vulnerable to loss no matter when it's applied. In fact, heavy spring rains and rising soil temperature are two factors that can drive leaching and denitrification. We also need to remember some of the higher-yielding corn hybrids will take up nearly 40% of their needed nitrogen post-tassel.
He tells Brownfield two trials Corteva worked on in 2023 show spring stabilization is worthwhile.
The first was with Purdue University. Purdue created 13 different test plots studying the impact of Instinct NextGen on different nitrogen fertilizer at different application timings. Overall, plots treated with Instinct NextGen yielded an average of 288 bushels per acre, while unstabilized plots yielded an average of 285 bushels per acre. Most importantly, the significant yield difference came from split application. 80 units of UAN-28 were applied at planting and again at side dress during the V5 growth stage on two plots. One plot received a split rate of Instinct NextGen at 12 ounces per acre with each application. The other remained unstabilized. The yield for the stabilized split application was 289, while the unstabilized plot yielded only 279. That's just over a 10 bushel advantage for using Instinct NextGen. The second trial was with one of our retail partners in the spring of 23. Two plots treated with 80 units of UAN at planting, one stabilized with Instinct NextGen nitrogen stabilizer, the other was left unstabilized. At harvest for this trial, we found the plot treated with Instinct NextGen nitrogen stabilizer yielded an average of 194 bushels per acre, while the untreated plot yielded an average of 178 bushels per acre. That's a 16 bushel an acre advantage with Instinct NextGen stabilizer over leaving the nitrogen unstabilized. So we can see spring stabilization matters, but it's also important for corn farmers to choose a proven nitrogen stabilizer to ensure they get these types of benefits.
Visit Corteva.us/profit to learn more. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricut and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era and I am glowing up.
I'm gonna go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricut and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Must open a new line on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricutWireless.com for details.
Silence makes me want to take the stairs. If you were here, we'd laugh about their vacant stares. But right now, my time is theirs. Seems like there's always someone who disapproves. They'll judge it like they know about me and you. If it's gap between your teeth. And I love the riddles that you speak. And any snide remarks from my father about your tattoos will be ignored. 'Cause my heart is yours. So don't you worry your pretty little mind.
That was Taylor Swift with Ours on Country and Community. I'm Tim Thied. I'm going to be here until 8 o'clock today. I'm going to, 8 o'clock tonight, I should say, playing you some great music for your entertainment. Hoping your Monday was a good one. How can we not complain? What a gorgeous day. We broke a high of 63. That was set back in 2000. Our new record high is 68 degrees. And tomorrow's going to be probably another record breaker. They're talking about maybe a high of 66. Of course, today they said pie is probably, in, I know they said yesterday, maybe in the lower 60s, but we went far above that. So looking forward to that. And maybe a little bit of nasty weather tomorrow and then cool off a little bit, but then get back to warmth again because Sunday they're talking about a high of 68. From the WCO Lost and Found Department, found a male white cat with a black tail, no collar. The cat was found on Porter Road in Lone Rock. If you are missing a cat and this sounds like yours, give a call to 608-459-5464. And if you're down close to the Viroqua area, you still have time to go and enjoy a good meal. That's because Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua is offering a free community meal, and that goes on until 6:30 this evening. All are welcome. Coming up next, we have Greg Pratt with...
Do it again. All right. Go, dude.
Backwoods Therapy.
Smoking on the back porch out in the boondocks right about 3 p.m. Sun burning like a torch picking on a wood box. Dogs just running the fence. Riding the bus, daylight till dusk, got the feel good going on. Big storm brewing, all my people coming, gonna throw it back till the jack's all gone. If you need healing, we'll get you back to feeling. When you're 9 to 5, makes you wanna die, fire up the good time and let it burn till dawn. Wake up on the lawn, kill the hangover with redneck chemistry. We call it backwoods therapy. Light on the chill, breaking up old Cold Joe. And a hot chick trying to pick free bird on my hand-me-down banjo. Some dude shooting blue flame, forgot his own name, he ain't from round here. He's kicking up a storm, stomping in the corner, far too gone to care. If you need healing, we'll get you back to feeling. When you're 9 to 5, makes you wanna die, fire up the good time and let it burn till dawn. Wake up on the lawn. We call it backwoods therapy. Sucks. If love sucks and life sucks, we'll get you on the guest list. If it all gets too much, call us a redneck therapist. If work sucks, love sucks, if life sucks, we'll get you on the guest list. If it all gets too much, if you need healing, we'll get you back to feeling. When you're 9 to 5, makes you wanna die.
record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
With both WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Gunderson Bascomel Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Bascomel today.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Kick off your weekend with TKO Barbecue Bar and Grill in Richland Center. Fridays are all about mouth-watering fish, and Saturdays it's prime rib perfection. Planning a special event? They've got you covered with catering and a banquet hall. Reservations welcome. From their homemade bacon to daily barbecue specials, they keep you guessing. Open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Closed on Tuesdays. Dive into the fish and prime rib from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. complimented by a fresh salad bar every day. Enjoy quality meat from your hometown locker and savor the perfection of hand-cut fries. TKO Barbecue, where every meal is a knockout.
100.9 WRCO.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket, American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks, South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Yeah.
I called my brother from the back of that plane. The second I made it, we started drinking on the strip in L.A. And it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. On fire and crazy dreams. Oh, and the night seemed like gasoline. Oh, them Indian scouts, man, are built for speed. And oh, they said he hit that guardrail at 3:30. Where the wild things are.
All across the land, from deep in the Delta on the Louisiana shore, the people got to have it, they wanna hear some more. It's a hillbilly rock, beat it with a drum, playing them guitars like shooting from a gun, keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock, doing a little thing called a hillbilly rock. Some say it came from Memphis, down in Tennessee. I drifted in from Georgia about 1953. Just as long as it's greasy, as long as it's fast, as long as it's pumping, honey, it's gonna last. It's a hillbilly rock, beat it with a drum, playing them guitars like shooting from a gun, keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock, doing a little thing called the hillbilly rock. Just what I mean. The juke joint's jumping when that cat goes on. The whole place is shaking. There's a something going on. It's a hillbilly rock, beat it with a drum, playing them guitars like shoes.